sweetheart, I love you so bad.
For true?
What do you mean?
You about real sweet, girl.
I love you, girl. I would do anything at all for you. I love you like a butter lover, baby.
Damon and Barbados and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean is exactly 4 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. It's another of your favorite episodes, I'm sure, of the Mad Love on Voice of Barbados within the night shift. I'm Ken Husbands, and I'm handing you over to the team. I'm not sure who's going to take the lead, but I'll hand over the mic.
Yes, good evening, Ken.
Hey, man, good evening. How are you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good. I'm great.
I'm here having a cup of coffee.
Oh, nice. A cup of coffee?
Coffee.
Not a cup of tea.
No, no, I would have liked it to be red wine, but that's not.
Oh, I see the direction you're going in.
I would like it to have been red wine, you know, but I'll settle for coffee.
Why you come back? I'm a cool there, the Mexican cool there. Two little drops of white rum in there.
That's a good idea. But how are you, man? How is everybody?
You got some people you can trick. Like, now they met their cool there, red cool there, and drop 2 drops of white rum in it, and tell them it's red wine.
True.
And they will not know the difference.
You like
it. Yo, good evening, everybody. Everybody yes. Over there, if you're being country.
Mm-hmm.
BC Bros, how are you? The crop over season, spring, yo.
My crop over again, not fast, boy. It's coming.
I'm nearly done.
Yep, I did just thinking, because it's not something. Two friends of mine, shout out to Tony Greenwich, came in from Bermuda. Normally she'd be here around this time for back in our time.
Uh-huh.
But you know, we ain't got a back in our time this year, but I'm sure Tony can still enjoy herself.
Right.
Not a lot of events coming up and everything, so.
A lot of events are there, so you still got a little time. I gotta congratulate the finalists, the people who gone through the pick of the crop finals. I don't know if you realize, but Rufus gone through here.
I hear, yes.
Rufus got the church bell, gonna be ringing hard the finals now. So congratulations, yes. Rufus. God congratulate everybody, even the ones who ain't met it. Well, this year was one of cutting their ears that everything was up in the air. You didn't know if they gonna got tanks, you didn't know if you would have got who what would happen, the size of this and the size of that, all kind of thing.
Sure.
So a lot of people was uncertain. So I gotta congratulate all the artists who went up there and still invest money and doing different little things.
But I hear that the announcer make it, the announcer getting into.
Yeah, the announcer going through. Yeah, actually let me congratulate the whole All-Star family. All-Star Calypso Tank, Eleanor Rice and her whole team. And if you missed the All-Stars Calypso Tank, they are having a last lap final stage on Friday night, 8 o'clock at St. Gabriel's School. So if you didn't get a chance to see, I think they got about 8 people in the finals.
Uh-huh.
And it could have very well been 12 or 13 people. That's how many tank was. So if you miss All Stars Tank during the season, this is your last chance now, Friday night at the St. Gabriel's School, right? So I got to congratulate everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right, that sounds good, man. That sounds good.
Yeah, sounding good. Now, go and call your friends, call your family, call everybody around your vehicle in there, but everything, because tonight is a very serious note.
Uh-huh.
I put this before a woman that I start with, and she asked me how the show is going to be, but tonight, I put it before she, and the woman start wanting to come in, the woman, oh, you tell me that it's a very hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me give one of the scenario. A family, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got two brothers and sister living in Barbados. The other brother living overseas.
Uh-huh.
He's the man in the family that got a little change. Not knock like 10 husbands. He got a little something.
Yeah,
he just lived okay. The rest in Barbados ain't got 2 cents to rub together.
Uh-huh.
Right. They mean bad.
Mm-hmm.
But them ain't got the kind of, you know, he got access, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a nice house in New Jersey or any kind of places, got children at college, you know, he got a decent job, but he went through a little bad spell when they had COVID and things. the mm-hmm. highest salary cut for a year and a half and things. So mm-hmm. you start to struggle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But their family got a old man in the family, the father in the family, close to mm-hmm. 90 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He had some operations a few years ago, and the fellow overseas is who helped pay the money and different things, make mm-hmm. sure he get the scans and the x-rays and all kind of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, the old man, he needs departure loans again. You know, somebody say, mm-hmm. but departure loans, right?
You take him.
He ain't looking so good. Right. Yeah, he need departure loans. What one for the departure loans? So mm-hmm. the man spend money, the father send more money, to do scans, mm-hmm. that's all kind of thing. Whatever it is, mm-hmm. he needs a very major operation. Because he got heart troubles and some other little thing with the lungs and different little things.
Oh, dear.
And mm-hmm. this operation is close to, in the vicinity of $100,000 Barbados money. Enough money. Between mm-hmm. the operation and the hospital stay and when you start to crunch the numbers, it can mm-hmm. run the family close to $100,000.
Uh-huh.
Now, these people in Barbados, the brother and sister that live both here, they say, ain't got 3 cents to wrap together.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd be able to pull together and come up with a little $3,000 or $4,000, which is a drop in the bucket.
Yep.
So there's little brother in the States, know the old man struggling, and this mm-hmm. is what it looking like, this bundle of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the fella tell him, well, you know, he's got to make a decision in life. Right now, I ain't saying I can't go and get a loan for this big set of money, but it's going to put me in pocketary. It's going to put me in a little trouble because it's going to be a struggle for me to pay back. Not saying I can't get it paid back, but it's going to be a struggle. And COVID teach me a lesson. COVID teach me that you don't know what's going to happen. So if COVID, if something happened again and they got to go for a short salary or get laid off or whatever, and then got this big looming thing in front of me, it could put me in a little trouble. I lost my house or whatever. I got my children in college. I got this and everything. But it can put me in a little trouble. So what I would suggest that we all do is that the old man done live a full life already. He done live a full life already. Just let him finish living his days. Because ain't a guarantee that if I'm going to spend $110,000 spending right now that he can live to 3,000 years old. Ain't a guarantee that he can live past. He can live another 10 years or another 3 years or whatever. Let me just understand that the old man live a full life. Mm-hmm. I let him go along. Let him live out his days.
How old he is again, Queen?
Almost 90 years old.
90, okay.
90.
Right. Hmm. Yeah, 89, mm-hmm. that region. He popped down, but he might, at the present stage right now, he might got in another 6 months, another year. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But the fellow overseas is saying, we're not going to afford to talk because the money is coming out of your pocket. Well, they could tell me, trying to, you know, give me a guilty feeling about had not for my father. I didn't get to go overseas and university and study and this. But they try to make me feel guilty, man. Don't do that with me. Last operation, they had the body who put my pocket and do all them things today. Just let the man live all the days and I call that a day.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about that for PC, bro?
Well,
wow, that's a hard one, bro.
That's a hard one there, boy. That's a hard one there, boy. Down if you don't, down if you don't. Let me see. You know, boy. Let me see. Woo! Let me study that one there, though. Let me study there,
boy. You got to meet with the doctors. You got to meet with doctors, Brooms. PC Brooms.
Man.
The first people.
I guess the fella got the track record.
He went to the doctors and telling the doctors.
Right, he got the first and everything ready.
Put everything there on the table for the family.
Yes, well, I don't know, man. I was kind of trying to agree with the fella though, overseas. You know, he tried saying before.
Right.
He put his pocket before, you know, like he don't do nothing, father.
And this is a major operation that you can't decide. At his age, you can't decide a recuperation.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you know,
this is not even a 50-50 thing.
Yeah.
It ain't 50-50 at all. It looked more the other way. More like 20-80.
The scale's still there.
More like 20-80.
He can't take much more lashes at 90 months. So I don't know. Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it would be good to see if you extend your life for another 4 or 5 years or whatever. Years. You don't know if you live to 100 years old.
Correct.
You never know. I think the doctors will be writing you off and you still live another 10 years or 15 years or whatever.
That is true, though. That is true. You know, people in that position, I know somebody that's put to dead over 20 something years ago and it's still about here.
Yes, that happens. That happens.
Yep.
But not a 90-year-old, though. That's somebody in the 30s or 40s. Yeah. Not a 90-year-old.
Correct, that's somebody
else. Well, look, as you already go to the telephones, are you ready to take the answers? Well,
I just get the people the number there.
4341790, please. 4341790. We are anxious to hear from you. This is a real family matter. And we want you to use, you got to use your reasoning and your brains and everything this evening. 4341790. Anxious. Ah, look, you got a first caller. Good evening. Come right in. Go to Queen.
Hello.
We missed that person hang up. Oh, good. I wonder why.
Yeah.
4341790, come back, please. Come in.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, let me start the ball rolling. Let me hear how you all feeling about this one, because PC Brown, he said that the man got nobody business, he cock up a day. So he...
Man, I didn't exactly say it like that. But, you know, it's
because he can get the loan. And then they can't get the loan. He can borrow the money, but he's saying you pay back maybe a little stretch for him.
Okay, good evening.
Greg, go ahead.
Good night.
Man, I didn't exactly say it like that. But, you know,
he can get the loan. And then they can't get the loan.
He can borrow the money,
but he's saying you pay back maybe a little stretch for him.
Okay, good evening.
Greg, go ahead.
Good night. I'm good calling night. Because I have heard this situation several times before. Now, when we have our elderly, we forget that they are going to pass. And no matter monk operations or doctor's care, will keep them here. We have to also realize that we have our life to live. We are not ungrateful for our elderly. We are not ungrateful because they have raised us. They have made us into men and women. They've taught us a lot. But we have to take a break. We have to let them go when it's time for them to go. Now, that elderly gentleman, he lived, I would say 90 is a good long life.
Yep.
Yeah, by close.
Okay.
Right, by 70s.
Anywhere after 80, because a lot of them are not going to make it to 80. Mm. Anywhere after 80, you live a full life.
Right, so get your luggage and get your departure lounge and wait for that plane.
Yes, but I say all of that to say, now, you got to look at that young man's situation. He's over there. He has to pay for everything, including his children's college. Probably he got a mortgage. Even if he has money in the bank, that money is so tied up in so much knots that you can't even begin to undo it, even if he was a Boy Scout.
So,
and that money get a little hit during COVID, because during COVID, the company, the perfumes, and asked all the senior staff to take a sizable pay cut, and he had to dip into his funds for the banks, whatever, that money got chopped out of it. So he frightened that if anything happened again, like COVID, and he money get chopped, and he got his big loan, he in trouble.
Exactly. The other thing is now, sometimes we that live here, on the island or away from, your family live overseas, you feel that they reach gold. We here, and we believe that they can send everything and give us everything.
It's true.
That's not always the case. Sometimes people, like, they out there, they have something, but there's still not enough. They're still struggling. They have.
Yes,
but it's
true.
Not a lot. They're still struggling. So in that respect, I would make my granddaddy very comfortable. I would make sure he got all the things that would make him happy.
The father, the old man is the father.
Right. Whoever he is, I would make him as happy as possible, give him all the necessities, make sure that if he stole himself, clean him, make him nice and sweet and clean, and let him live out the rest of his days. Because, listen... Right. Pitfall in that they may send him for operation to help him live longer, and he may die on that operating table, and that $20,000 or how much?
$100,000, ma'am.
Okay.
You still got that big. You still got pieces of that big. You might not got to pay all that. You see, I'm talking about, but you still got that big bill pay. Say,
exactly.
Yeah. Of course, you won't go
along with burial fees.
The thing, and then burial fees.
Amen. So y'all have a good night.
And thank you, ma'am.
That's what I put on the table this
time. Yeah.
All right, so that is one person. That is one person for. I am making a tally here. One for. That's one for, and it's a female. One for, and it's a female.
So she's saying, just hold his hand and take him into the departure lounge. Make sure he's comfortable. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And when that plane comes, you walk him to the plane.
Right. Mm. That's what she's saying. 4341790. Don't dodge from this. This is very emotional, but don't dodge from it, please. Yeah. Come in and I'll let you talk to Queen or PC Brooms.
PC Brooms.
Come in, please. 4341790.
People has got friends and family in America and feel, or they even go to America for a little vacation and put it in the fridge. Don't say enough food in the fridge and not food in the cupboards and take that this is heaven. Let me know the backstory or how them people there struggling and all this. Well, you know, you get for the morning, and eating your belly for the carpets or hot dogs or pancakes. You know, she heaven. You don't know the backstory or how that money working two jobs and all kind of thing. You understand how school giving. My thing is, I will start picking up funeral homes. Funeral hymns, see what you want, we turn out. If you want Lakers, Downs and Wilson, Tucson's, what we want, Paramount. And we start putting preparations in place because I ain't going in my cookie jar and putting myself in the trouble. You live to 88, 89, I would like to live to that day so too. You understand how school keeping. 4341790, call in my ear. We are going to see it, darling.
Yeah, I got somebody here on the WhatsApp saying, yes, there's a tough one for Chuck. You're my battle long. The children should try the best to make him comfortable as possible as he lives out his last couple of months or so.
So in other words, nothing for him.
Yeah.
You thought you were my tell you my nothing for him?
I won't really risk you with an operation take truth, man. I wouldn't risk this kind of operation at all at any age.
Oh, you want to do another so?
Nah.
Well, we did say it was going to be a tough one, but we still want to hear from you, listeners. 4341790, we're anxious to hear from you. We only had one caller, one lady, and she's for the old the family. Oh, so come, please. 4341790, let's hear what is your opinion. Let the old man die.
Me page. I saved up a bag of money.
A what?
GoFundMe. And see if put a call up there. See if
all right, you have another call. Let's take it as soon as it comes. Come right in, please.
Go ahead.
Good night to Ken, husband's queen.
Hello, my friend. How do you do? Good to hear from you.
Yes, I'm very glad you say that. But I hope when I finish, you will remain thinking the same way, right?
Well, I ain't thinking right now at all. I ain't neutral.
No, I get to when I finish.
I am neutral.
Listen to me, right? All four of you all so far, five, are heartless creatures.
But I ain't given an opinion yet.
Listen to me, right?
I
understand.
You call your heartless creatures.
You said that we are heartless creatures.
That's what he said. Listen to me, right?
He called me heartless first, and then he called me creatures.
Listen to this here, Kira.
If he had it good enough.
I want you all to listen to me. I understand. I understand the scenario, and I sympathize with what's going on, and I understand it clearly, which is true. Some person out there struggling, and as Queen Rick honestly said, it could put him in a particular predicament where that he don't know what happened. All these facts, right? But you know what? Queen even tried to write off the part book saying, oh, without he in the beginning, you know, he went to get the United States and he might not want to make him feel guilty. I understand all that. That is a fact, too. But remember this clearly. There's no way. None of you all can make this man feel comfortable and happy because will you take the reason why you want the operation? Because it making him worse than the feeling years before. It doesn't matter. As far as I'm understanding it right now, the way he is feeling, the doctors decide to give an operation because of his predicament. Now, if he can't afford the operation, and nobody could at least try, I could understand y'all going that way. But you know what? It sounds like some person or younger persons in the family still have an opportunity to try. Whether they believe something will happen worse tomorrow or something new can come or not. Nobody knows, as you all indicated too. Because right. things may turn out for the best. You never know. Right. But you know what? Yeah. When I want to write you off and tell you we're going to be one foot into Parsha Gate, I'm going to heartless. Even the person didn't walk.
So you are saying that the son overseas mm-hmm. is the only person in the family who could possibly go and get a bank loan. You are saying that mm-hmm. irrespective of what happened, he should go mm-hmm. forward and get this bank loan.
No, I never say that. Listen to what I'm saying. I get to what That's I'm it. Saying. What is what I'm saying? The mm-hmm. young ones that are here who was unable at the time to do anything are still unable, that they believe they are still unable to do it. That's what I believe. Right?
Right.
I ain't hearing nobody say, well, let us try to get together and let us see what we can do. We know it may be hard, it may be difficult, and see what. Then again, there are certain things at the hospital and there are certain places that you can try and reach out to for assistance and help. Nobody even trying that. They come with one conclusion. Huh?
Right, but you know what I'm saying? It's already said reach out to the hospital, reach out to this place, and turn
no, I ain't the hospital. Reach out to
you know people be probably there. They're at the hospital for 2 years and all kind of 3 years.
You want to hear something, Queen? To me, if you were
you're at the hospital casualty for 24 hours to get something, to get two stitches in your foot and all kind of in the back foot.
I agree with you. I'm simply saying, forget the part with if you can get through or not. You're not right. looking at the fundamental part.
Okay, you ain't
even try to reach out there to try. That's what I'm saying.
So you are saying do different listen, things to see if your career is the money.
Even if they try, nobody ever tries.
Go to the church, people. Do anything different things.
Anything that, this is what I'm looking at. Anything at all. Don't just try to write it off and claim this. Because even the ones that are here, I'm saying, if even they are not able to get off of the fat bottoms and go and try to see what they can try to achieve, but nobody ain't trying it. They come to break off the man one time. This is what I'm saying. And I believe in mind what they should have tried to do. If anybody come and say, well, we are unable to, and I understand what the gentleman overseas is saying, he don't know what can happen. I can understand that too. Remember, I'm saying he wrong. I'm saying that at least they could get again and say somebody should call and say something. Like, I was looking for that. Well, you know what we can try? Let's try getting an organization, churches, as you indicated, anything at all. Let's try first.
Go up on a begging spree and see where your careers.
You know even that.
And then if there's any shortfall, then you fell in
you with know, the other people. If anything happened to him in the process of the time he passed on, I could understand that. But from the time you're coming with, he lived his life already. And you was right in the beginning. Because remember, he without his seed, nobody would achieve. That's all I'm saying. You understand? Mm-hmm. Before his seed, nobody would achieve. So I don't know how bad that man would feel if he's an intelligent gentleman. He would have been saying, look at the seal for me doing it, even after the trail. But you know what? They just wrecked me up because I tell him my foot and walk. I can't tell him both.
So that can kill him faster.
You know what I mean? It's hurtful. That's what he said. I apologize if it hurt anybody when I say creatures. But I mean,
you creatures. Now we're a big man, bro. It's a man, no quote with them things. Man, no quote. So if you don't, man, no quote with them things.
Because listen to me, right? I right now, I'm going down too. And I have children and whatever. And I know how to get there. I know what I have to go through to get there. If I get older and this thing start happening to me, well, I know for myself, my heart going, you don't feel good with a heart problem, you don't feel good with a breast foot, you don't feel good with a lung problem, you'll be suffering every day of your older life. So why would I want to, you know, feel good about that? So that's just my thing about
okay,
it.
Okay, man.
And I'm very
all right, 1-4-1 against.
No, listen, and Ken, you did something that I love what you are doing. You said earlier, Clark, you're tallying. And you said one female first, so we can see who the caregivers and the birth persons is.
But you believe in real structure. Real structure, maker.
You won't put you in trouble, Ken.
Yeah, you won't put me in trouble, though. All right, let's get it one in before the latest. Somebody give us a call before the latest. We want to get that call.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a real difficult one. Listen to me here.
You understand what he's calling, saying that they could probably go to church people and go to a different organization. But you know, man, you can't run with something telling me that you want to try to raise money for your old father. Your father. Are you asking what he is? You know, you give a cadere. I may be saying so in my mind. I ain't saying it, but not yet, $5.
Hold on, Queen. Hold on, Queen. Hello. Take a call.
Yes, please.
You could probably go to church people and. Turn
off the radio.
Turn off the radio, Brown. You're on the radio, Brown.
Hello.
Hello. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, my feeling about this, all right, is that if the gentleman is 90 years old, the operation is $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to raise.
Right.
And who knows the operation might or might not be successful. Suppose that he died because of complications a year later, you still got a loan to pay back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But when looking at those, right, that a proper funeral is probably about 20,000-25,000. But you matching that against 100,000. But that's a lot of money.
Mm.
Yeah, so what about anybody ever thought that if the gentleman had to have a life insurance policy, that could take care of the operation?
Yeah, but not as well.
Okay, but anybody that take all that responsibility and go sour, gravy boil out. You're in trouble. You know what I mean?
See the gravy boil.
And you got $100,000 to pay back from some person that died. Who will help you pay?
Certainly not the family and barbarians, but they got no sense of rabbit, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, then. So I mean, it is a tough pill to swallow, but you know what I mean. You allow the gentleman to enjoy the rest of his years by nerve. You make him as comfortable as possible, but to raise $100,000 for operation.
Mm-hmm. And you got the latest coming up here.
Yeah, I'm here anxious to ask this chap, you want to hold on till after the lady, sir? Or you want
no problem.
You can hold on? Okay, good. Okay, the time in Barbados and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean is exactly 9:30. We take a quick break from Mad Love and join our friends in the news department.
The latest news is brought to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Shower in the morning, shower in the evening, or take a fresh at night. Enjoy a warm shower with Solar Dynamics, you'll feel alright. Comfort, safety, temperature guaranteed. Long service, fulfilling your every need. Take a shower in comfort, that no more ouch with water touch you. Solar Dynamics is the best for you. Save on electricity, be environmentally friendly. Solar Dynamics is the one for you.
This is the 9:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Tony Sherrock, y'all. Minister responsible for finance, Brian Strawn, has outlined in Parliament a series of measures aimed at trying to bring down the cost of food, including widening the list of VAT-free items, reducing the duty on others, and cutting the retailer markups. Mr. Strawn was delivering a ministerial statement as a follow-up to last week's announcement by Prime Minister Mia Amor-Maltley of government measures in response to rising food prices. The measures take effect from Thursday and will be in place for the next 6 months.
In this regard, I propose to add to the list of items for which VAT will be removed from July 21st, 2022 until January 31st, 2023. These items are hot chocolate, cornflakes, creamy wheat, sliced ham, unflavored black tea, honey, peanut butter, and apples. We have gone even further. And we are now seeking to remove the import duties on citrus. Our government will remove the import duty on fresh oranges, fresh grapefruits, fresh lemons, and fresh limes to ensure that we can boost all Barbadians' immune system by reducing the custom duties on those limited items until January 31st, 2023.
He also spoke of the agreement with retailers distributors, and farmers to slash the markups on a long list of items including chicken, eggs, and bread. Over 3,700 students have so far registered for the recently announced Summer School Meals Program. The Summer Nutrition or SUN program was announced last week by Prime Minister Motley as part of a series of measures to assist families. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw tells Starcom Network News the registration deadline has also been extended.
The deadline for registration was yesterday, the 18th of July 2022. By midnight, we had about 3,700 responses. Due to that overwhelming response, we decided to reopen the registration link. So I'm going to encourage the parents and the guardians, if you have not yet registered your child, please go on and register. Remember that you can find the link in your child or ward ministry issued email, so you can access it there. Enter all of the information, and of course, you will get by the ending of the week an email confirming the center or the school to which your child has been allocated.
The education chief says there will be 48 centers. Meantime, the Barbados Union of Teachers has welcomed the program. President of the union, Rudy Lovell, is encouraging teachers to participate in the scheme, but he says those who opt not to do so will not be victimized.
We commend the effort attempting to address the possible issue of some children not being provided with adequate meals during the summer holiday. This is more so necessary, especially for those children whose families may be experiencing hardship in these exceedingly challenging times, and they find it difficult to adequately provide for them. We encourage those members who want to participate to do so, and we remind those members who do not want to participate that they do not have to if they don't wish to, and they will not be victimized. Without a doubt, I am sure that there will be persons who would volunteer to participate in the program. What I can tell you is that Google Form was circulated yesterday for volunteers to volunteer. So we are hopeful that the program can serve its intended purpose.
President of the BUT, Rudy Lovell. 400 new COVID-19 cases were recorded yesterday from the 1,083 tests carried out by the Best Dos Santos Public Health Laboratory. There were 42 people in isolation facilities and 1,857 in home isolation. Meantime, an 80-year-old fully vaccinated man died from the virus yesterday, taking the number of COVID-19 fatalities to 480. Government plans on tightening the regulations of commercial banks, credit unions, and other entities offering financial products and services, and it warns Barbadians to be careful where they put their money and to be wary of investment schemes. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, as he introduced in the House of Assembly, the Financial Services Commission Amendment Bill, said the FSC is working with the central bank to ensure that the insurance sector, pension funds, credit unions, and cooperatives are properly structured and regulated. But Chief Executive Officer at COB Credit Union, Steve Bell, tells Starcom Network News that he's taken aback by the comments made by the minister.
What he seems to be alluding to is that the credit union system doesn't have the appropriate skills, people in place relative to their board. And I'm not sure if he's also referring to management to ensure that the institutions are run effectively. I do appreciate the fact that credit unions control a significant amount of persons' resources. At last count, we're close to $2.6 billion on the management. And those funds are held by a vast majority of persons, close to 200 persons. Within the context of COB, we can indicate that our institution for years have been one which have placed great attention to the persons who we place on our boards and the persons who we attract to lead our institution, the executive and middle management level. We continue to see positive results as a result of putting those structures in place, as people continue to have confidence in us, and as we grow in terms of our assets under management and the persons who access our products and services.
Chief Executive Officer at COB Credit Union, Steve Bell. The UK has smashed its all-time heat record, reaching 40 degrees Celsius, as authorities warn parts of the country will get even hotter. The day comes after last night became the hottest night recorded. The UK authorities are warning people to avoid using public transport while a runway at an airport on London's outskirts was closed after partially melting. And that was the 9:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Tanisha Rokia. Good night.
The latest news came to you in association with Solar Dynamics. Install Solar Dynamics for the greatest reliability and guaranteed temperature performance. Solar Dynamics is the very best value proposition in solar hot water systems.
Okay, we want to thank all of you people in the news department. Thank you, James Husbands, and everybody who came together and bring us the latest from Starcom Network News. The time in Barbados has slipped down to 9:38, but maybe 9:39 is that's more accurate. And we now return to Mad Love. We had a caller on the line where we paused. Good evening, hello.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Thank you for holding. I put you back over with PC Brooms. Come back in, sir.
Yes. So, as I was saying, the thing about it is that what you can do is make the gentleman feel as comfortable as possible, you know, take him some walks if he can walk, if he needs, if he can, you know, give him some visits. Make him as comfortable as possible.
Comfortable, spend,
To spend $100,000 on him. I mean, he back in the day, at 90 years old. You know, and $100,000 is a lot of money. So, I mean, like, to put him through the operation, and you can imagine you put him through that operation, and within a year or so, you just see his health start to deteriorate, and it costs your money. Mm. But, you know, he does now, he's got his money to pay back. And, you know, all of a sudden, you were more stressed than anything else. And he's in the same hospital that he did the operation. Are you still, you know, how can you get $100,000 there? But suppose though you got a house. You might get a house. So
exactly.
all
that can happen.
These things you really got to consider.
They have somebody on the WhatsApp saying the same exact thing you're saying here. This person says sometimes your elderly parents don't want you to make the effort to extend the life. Many parents have already made their peace and are ready to go. After the sacrifice to pay for the surgery, you'll be lucky if he died on the operating table. Suppose he lives and now has to be cared for afterwards. So you don't have to care, you know, if you don't regularly his extent. It's a lot of money too.
Okay.
And
the aftercare has nothing to do with $100,000 that you bore.
Exactly correct.
So
you want us to take care of this fella, this old guy, and leave him in the Lord's hands. This is what you're saying. Don't do nothing big. You are against the operation.
Yes, okay. I am against because you have complications with younger people that are healthy. For this a person that's 90 years old, that might get any.
Okay, thank you very kindly, sir. Team, you have far. You got one person for the operation, and that's a male. And two persons against the operation, a male and a female, according to my tally. Good evening. Come in, please.
Come in?
Yes. PC Rooms, does yours, or Queen, one and two, you?
Go ahead, everybody. I just want to hear what the caller got to say.
Yep.
I think this is a very touching case. You got to find out exactly when the old man spent a lot of his money on the family here in Barbados.
Right.
Perhaps that may be one of the reasons that the family here may be thinking that kindness should be returned. But I would get the whole family to go on my knees. Go on the knees. And
on
I would pray on the knees. Prayer.
Prayer.
And have what it would consider to be a prayer for the recovery, and also a prayer that if he has to move on, that everything will be taken in this true light. No.
Right. Well, that is true, but I hear people say that when your armor is ready for you, you can pray it, preach it, Paul, when that bell ring for you, it ain't much that can happen. Now, you don't know what fell upstairs plan for you.
The people that
if you ready for you, you can pray it, preach it, Paul, you ready for you.
There are people that went right to the doorstep to fall down. And they're still alive today and alive. And one must understand that this man has to have made some contribution to his family in Barbados.
Of course, he left here. He left here. It's his son that lived overseas.
The son would have known of the contribution that the father, grandfather, father, whoever may be here in Barbados would have done for his family here.
Right, and he agreed that, yes, and thankfully, you know, he raised me the big man, he helped me when it was...
So you think they should operate, sir, or not operate?
I don't think we should operate on him. I think that the position would be that put everything down in prayer. If he survive, he will survive.
Okay.
And they certainly sound overseas would agree with you.
Right. Okay, another mail. Sir, I'm not running you off the line, but we have a lot of people calling, and we want to give, we're getting as many calls as possible. Okay, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you very much for your call.
And what happens as soon as you hold on for too long, it seems that the call just drops out. As soon as you hold on for too long, we have to discuss this with my engineering department. Yeah, because
yeah, I got a few people on my WhatsApp here thinking the same way. Mm-hmm. Along the same lines, they're thinking as well too. Because if I was that here,
take this call, PC Rooms, please.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I done get great already, but I'm just want to add this here, right? Two things. They got some younger people who you have and parents have spent thousands of dollars on, and they still pass on.
Right.
Now, there are certain people in Barbados who have no money, no resources. Some of them didn't even walk in. And the link to get the family members buried, you know how to get it done? They made arrangements with the undertakers. Up to $30,000 and $40,000 for the funeral.
What?
Right? Mm. And listen, you think it easy out there? But all I'm trying to say is that rather than looking at, to me, is a fundamental thing in your heart. I think you should be looking at what you can do. What I'm trying to say, these people have no money, but they can go and make arrangements to pay for a dead person. They're not dead already.
Right.
You want to tell me that nobody can't try to make arrangement for a person who ain't dead yet? That's all I'm trying to say. And I feel the money that... I feel the money that if you all look at it on this perspective, that they got parents, despite their children, their no, and the people telling them it may be a 60-80, or not a 60-80, a 20-80 chance of the person passing on. The youngsters, you know, the older parents still went and borrow money, put the house up for mortgage, all kind of thing, just to try to save
that is true.
The life.
That's true. Yeah.
That's all
but
I'm
as
saying.
A young person.
Yeah, that's what
you're
doing it for.
But when you 80s or whatever, some people would consider, you know, you have had done a full life. What you can mess now?
Right, I agree. So all I'm saying, it's in your heart. I don't know what that spirit to y'all because y'all...
I understand what you're saying.
For real,
I understand what you're saying. That you do let covenants and move the earth to please just to make sure that whatever you do, everything, so that even if he's dead, you can say at least I try.
Yes, it's something inside of you.
I understand what you're saying.
But really, we don't have a law. This is a law here in Barbados for right here. What part going? Are you hearing?
That's a good question. Everybody gone, so you know, all I can hear is crickets in the background.
So
I can hear crickets, all I want people houses
now. There you go, man.
All right. Keep the calls coming. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you call and you don't get through, call back because apparently the lines don't ring for too long. 4341780, come in, please. PC Rooms, I'm working all hard tonight. Come in, please.
Yeah. Hello. Go ahead.
Am I on here?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you.
Hi, good night, Ken, PC Bruce, and Queen. Now, my take on this, right, is that at 90 years old, right, it is very hard for a person at 90 to survive even the common cold. So to go and borrow $100,000, I think that is a little too much because $100,000 is not $10,000. That's a lot of money. And at 90, right? Odds of him surviving that operation is very slim.
You was a doctor? Which water should be in his work plan?
I ain't got to be a doctor. I got comments.
Does your medic, is this your medical opinion, ma'am?
That the odds of 90-year-old surviving an operation is very slim. So to put yourself in debt of $100,000 and then the person is surviving, I don't. That's a lot of money. That's the truth. And at 90, yeah, right, you don't have a lot more. You know, like you got another 90 left back. So yes. I personally, well, as Mark said, pray, make him be comfortable, and that Mark. Is it. Not okay. Being.
So you are against the operation?
Right. I'm against.
And the burn of the money.
Yes, that's too much money.
Okay. All right. So far, this is the tally. Thank you very much, ma'am. The tally so far from my end, we have one person, one male, that is for the operation, and we got four persons against the operation, two males and two females. Right. And let me see what's happening.
Listen, if they can get the operation do for free, then we'll take the operation.
Look, since you got some smoke queen, take this call.
Go ahead, please, come in.
Yes, Green. Good night to one and all.
Hello, hello, man.
Program. Mm. Could be very emotional. And you pay my 3 cents worth anyhow. Listen, when a man reach 70 plus friends, that's the evening. Look at it this way. Mm-hmm. When you batting in the sun almost set, you're third. The bowler's third. None like send away about the play.
Fellow dramatic, my dramatic, dramatic.
Yeah.
And he waited at 4 past 6 and Kadir, he want back. He wanted too close change. He wanted pitch roll a little and let slide
on. Where is Andrew Mason here? You there, Andrew Mason?
Well, give me a break. We love you. We love you. You're batting in. You're back good. Tell the truth. And we will let you to continue back, but Kadir, the sun's setting.
All
right. We reckon we'll pitch him. But you want change the pass. You want change the clothes. You want change the back. The ball. He want you different ball. You understand? Next thing, you want to wash his face and comb his hair. Yeah. You listen. You have to use some kind of diplomacy to tell him nicely, look, come and drink a glass of cold Marby.
I sit in the pavilion.
Yes. Be thankful for the years.
Go in the pavilion.
Time to retire.
Yeah. I
call the old girl, hire your bat.
Yeah. The Empire people want to go, you know.
All right, man. All right.
That is how you got to treat.
So this is another meal. This is another meal that is against the operation. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. The poet Shelley says, your days are in the yellow leaf. Shelley, that was the poet Shelley say. Your days are in the yellow leaf. Good evening, come in, please. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're on. Hello. Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, you're on. Go ahead.
We can hear you.
Good evening. I just want to make a quick contribution here. Any doctor who wants to authorize an operation for a man at 90 years old has only got one thing in mind, money.
By rights we could have cut that, but we can't allow that.
Let me finish, please.
I'm telling you, we can't allow you to make that statement.
We have only biologically we
won't. All right, so let me wish you a good night. Come in, please. 43417. You know, there's certain things we can't allow you to say, man. No. We won't allow that. 9:52.
Yeah, as I was saying, telling you earlier, Ken, I put myself in, because a lot of people on my WhatsApp put themselves in the man's shoes too, that if they were to live to that age, they won't want to put the family through something like that. Yeah, I mean, that kind of stress
financial
stress. Them money saying so, call them in there, yeah?
I know, it was me.
A lot of people like the whole lot of
I know from me, my experience,
I'm
going to check it
I
out.
I know, and it's true, though. I know some family members say, don't let the doctor cut me. Whatever happened, with me, let me go down.
All right. Okay, Queen. Let me see what can happen here. Come in, please.
Hold there, come in.
Good night to everyone.
Good night, sir.
I have 2 points to make. First, it's hard to get $100,000 to put yourself in, put the gentleman in that debt. But suppose when he get $100,000 for your father dancing, happen to one children.
Well, you're gonna run any more study now.
He gonna.
No, but that was the man. That's what the man said. That COVID teach you a lot. He's got money once in case of emergency, right?
So that's a hard decision to make. And secondly, I know what is a score. You have a 94-year-old mother. And if anything happen, and I got a beg cane for $2,000, cream for $1,000, I can beg.
So wait. Hold on a minute, man. Hold on. I really get this thing. Like, how are you going to beg me?
He said beg, not borrow.
But how are you going to beg me for two? Wait. But you got this thing wrong. You can't beg me for $2,000 and beg Queen for one. You got to beg Queen for two. And
oh, I know you before the Queen.
you can beg for a million.
You can love, man. You can love. Good love, man.
I said, very thing. You father old. Good luck with the business.
Another point they want to find out. What it is that this operation can't be done on your hospital?
You have no work. How long is that? They just take you to go. Accident emergency. Be there for almost a week. We had for somebody come and say you.
I
you
know
the lonely people at your hospital. We had the pantries to get though.
I will go good to Prime Minister.
All right, we're scared, sir. Wait. Hold on. We understand that, but you know it is. I'd be real nervous as soon as anybody say these things political, so be careful.
No, what I mean, I will go turn stones to get.
All right, we on it. Say that.
I know why it is.
He said that he could go to the ends of the earth.
That's what you mean. You could go to the ends of the earth.
To find out why it is that I got a pair outside, but I can't get it doing hospital.
So you are saying you are against the operation.
I will not say that.
You're not against the operators. You in between.
I will go and move heaven and earth first.
Okay. All right.
If then I can't get them moved, I will go call
in, it. In between. All right, I got you as Mr. In Between. We got one in between person. Thank you. Come in, right, please.
Right. I will not say that. You're not against the operators. You in between.
Turn off the radio. Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Hi. Good evening to everyone.
Good evening, sir.
And let me say up front, I'm against the operation.
You against? You are against the operation. Okay.
Yeah. Right, that's I'll give you a scenario.
1 mil against.
Let me just give you a scenario.
Man, go ahead.
I'm in a similar situation. I'm a bad diabetic. I have kidney problems and I have heart problems.
Those three, yes.
I was told that I required an open heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also told it's a 50-50 chance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I am not going to spend money, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it, I have the support of my family, and that money I would spend would go to my family.
Okay.
When I die.
Okay.
I'm not doing it. I would take my.
What is your okay? If you say all of that, if you give us all that confidential information, maybe you would permit me to ask you this question: what is your age group? I didn't tell how old you are.
I'm gonna be 58 in a couple of weeks.
50. Oh, you're Leo.
You're the young man.
I'm gonna be.
You are Leo, like I am. I am Leo too.
Right.
Okay. You're gonna be 58 in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but I am not going to spend that type of money.
Okay.
Again.
All right.
Doing an operation when I know I only have a 50-50 chance, when that family would be
better. When the operation is concluded. Okay.
Run.
Understand. That is very reasonable. And thank you very much for sharing that personal information with us. PC Brooms?
Boy.
He's still on the line. He's still on the line.
He's still there.
He's gone now.
He's a young man.
58? Yeah, 58. That's a young man. He in near 90.
He made that personal decision.
Yeah, he in near 90. He's some 30 years out. Okay, we have another caller.
He would keep the money for your family.
Hold on.
He will be here right now.
Please. The calls are coming.
Good night.
Good night.
Miss Undecided.
Yes, Kay.
Have you made a decision? Have you decided what you would do?
Yes. Good night to PC Bruce.
PC Bruce here won't talk with you.
Good night to Bloodline Queen. Good night, Queen. All right, let me say we have to. The Omar has a lot of comorbidities, right?
Mm-hmm.
It will be a risk. So the son overseas should talk to his doctor to get the best medication for him to prolong his life and put everything in God's hands.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
He's missing another operation.
No, not operation.
He probably taking medicine. Maybe well, that kind of age, he's taking all kind of things, hypertension, this and blood pressure, this and tablets for this and all kind of things. So it's probably obviously taking medicine, taking tablets.
But it'd be a risk. So I would spend all that money. I would spend all that money on him. Let the medication work just for everything in God's hand.
Miss Undecided.
Yes, please.
I want to preach a 30-second sermon here.
Preach.
I would like. Would you like to hold on, please? Stay calm. Please abide. I would like to preach a 30-second sermon. I have been listening to. Only 30 seconds. I listen to Starcom a lot. I work here. I listen. I listen to my brothers and sisters, and at the end of the day, we are always ready and willing either to say we are going to pray or advise people to pray. But you hear when? At the end of the day. I want to ask and to suggest that we pray in the morning, at the beginning of the day. Don't wait until you get into trouble to run and pray. Pray before. You understand? Right. And that is the end of my 30-second sermon.
But, Ken, I pray all the time, Ken.
But you have already preached, man.
But listen, so I'm going to preach here. Let me give a hymn that I feel like the family should get this hymn here now. Hymns, Asian, and Modern, number 33. The hymns, Asian, and all the Anglican people will know this hymn. Hymn, Asian, and Modern. The dear thou give us, Lord, is ended. Our morning hymns are sending thy praise. You know that hymn?
I know that hymn.
That's the hymn when it should be picking up for this woman. What the way this thing that they bought people for money and all kind of things. Hymns, Asian, and Modern.
All right. So, Mr. Undecided, we have you. You are another one. You are against the operation.
Yes, I against it. Yes.
Against the operation.
Yes, please.
All right, thank you, Ms. Undecided.
All right, have a good night.
Always good. You realize that all the announcers and everybody like you.
Yes,
Dave. I hear Peter Wickham this morning telling you how much you like him, how much he likes you, and beg you to talk to him no longer. Bye-bye, dear. Okay. Bye-bye, dear. Bye-bye. Good evening. Come in, please.
Hello. Good night.
Hello, my friend. How do you do?
Good night.
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
All right. Queen or PC Broom will speak with you.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hello.
We can hear you.
Yes, yeah. Should we talk? Be hearing you. Go ahead. You're loud and clear.
Yeah, I just want to make a small observation here. Biologically, no man has the capacity to survive a major operation at 89 or 90. He's not going to live more than a few weeks or a month if he does have a successful operation. And an operation is not all the answer. I would simply let that man have some nice food, get out in the sun, and live his few life. He may live a little longer. But an operation at that age is not gonna.
prolong his life for anything.
So you are against the operation, sir?
He doesn't have the biological capacity. He can do it at 26 or at 30, mm-hmm. 40, because his cells are still growing.
We agree with you. We understand you, sir. Okay?
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you too, sir. And keep them nice and short and sweet. Would you all like me to give you a tally?
Who's that?
We have here now so far, and it is what, let me get a time check too. It is 3 minutes after 10. So far we have one person is for the operation. And that is one male for the operation. One male is on the fence or in between. And we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 persons against the operation.
Okay.
Of that 8, we got 1, 2, 3 females and 4 and 5 males. Okay, so that's the tally.
Okay.
That's the tally.
All right.
This is what my lady in trouble, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. He's my share, I think wrong.
I would think so. Come in, please, 434-1780. Keep the calls coming. Very interesting, very emotional. And I hope that the team is handling this correct to please you listeners this evening, because you listeners are hard to please sometimes. Come in, please, 434-1790. The big word for that is fastidious, right, PC Brooms?
Yeah. Fastidious.
Fastidious. Fastidious. Hard to please. Yeah. Let's say Queen wear bright, you know. Queen is a queen bright here. I always say it takes a bright person to play a fool's part.
To play a fool's part.
I always tell them so. It takes a bright person to play a fool's part. Mm. Come in, 434-1780. Listen. It sounds as if I'm begging you all to call. I beg you to call, you know. We can talk.
We can talk for another tomorrow morning.
We can talk till Cassie come.
I got someone on my WhatsApp here saying, man in his 90s, he lived his life and somebody else's life too as well. He might not live longer he might live longer without the operation. With my experience in the medical field, 1 in 10 people that is survive.
Okay. All right. Come in, please.
Yes. Good night.
Good night, ma'am.
Good night.
Y'all talking about, you said 100,000. If you're going overseas, don't forget that. And to get 100,000 Barbadian money, American money, you gotta look for 200,000 Barbadian.
You ain't going overseas.
The operation is gonna be local. The operation is gonna be local. A local, it's gonna be here. Yes.
But it's still a lot of money, Harvey.
There's a lot of money wherever you are. Even if you're in Guyana. Alright, okay, Miss Knockout. Come in, please. Hello. Miss Dot.
Hello.
Come in, please.
Hello.
Come in, please.
Hi, good day.
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
Oh, sorry. I'm for the operation.
Are you for the operation? But tell us why, man. Tell Queen and PC Bruce why.
You are 40 is the money thing here. You 40 borrowing of the money for the operation?
Yeah. Okay. Because to me, this is about love and not about money. So I would try to get the money and give you a man out of the operation.
All right. Talk, PC Bruce.
I would try to get the money however I could and give you a money operation.
I will fight and pay it back.
You will deal with the consequences.
Yeah.
Okay. I honor right. you, sir.
All right. Have a nice thing.
I honor you.
No. No.
Right. Where is that? Raul is here. I respect you. Raul got a favorite term. He said, I can't remember the term. Huh?
Yeah.
I regard you. I regard you, sir.
Okay, enjoy your night.
All right, good.
All right,
man.
All right, guys.
That's one more for the operation, and one, we got two males. You know that there's only the men here. PC Brooms, don't miss this. The only people for the operation are males. So what I tell you?
He used a word there, though. He says all about love.
Yeah, but the first male said the same thing. So, and the only two males are for this operation. Only
born this money.
Yes, and only two males are projecting the noun love. So what is this telling you, PC Rooms?
Nah, it ain't telling me nothing. Just that two men get a call in.
No, I didn't want to lead you down the road.
It's telling me that the others love the old man. But they're making an analytical decision.
Okay.
Based upon years, age, based upon the risk of the operation and all these kind of things, and the size of money that borrowing, they are saying, you're going to do the cost-benefit thing.
All right, hold on a second. Hold on. Before you get so analytical, hold on. Come in, please.
Hello.
Come and talk to Queen. Queen, get a real analytical.
Analytical, go ahead.
Hello, I want to know if the old man want the operation.
It's more than likely, but take it. Everybody
I hope the old man, is the old man being functioning properly to find out if he can undertake this.
You want to know the old man?
I know doctors will say, don't tell you the risk. Doctors will normally tell you that these are the risks.
Queen.
Given his age and given his heart and given the operation, you know, it is a 30%, 40%, 10% chance of survival, of you know, blah, blah, blah. So they will give you some numbers and you make the decision based on that.
But you go to check out with your old man if you really want the operation.
Or try to talk you over it.
Huh?
Or go and try and talk you over it if you want it.
Queen.
Yes, please.
He no gone legal. So you know where you go legal is go Latin. So he wants to know if the old man is compos mentis.
Right, correct.
Daddy, what Daddy word corner? That's it. I got it right.
Of sound mountain.
Yes. Anyway, yes, Queen.
Let somebody get in there.
So wait. But don't go. You are for or against?
Okay.
I know. Are you for the operation, the borrowing money or not, sir?
Yes, I would like it.
You for? Okay.
I am for it. Yeah.
Okay, you for it? Okay, boy, that's another man of sort. Thank you very much, sir. Come in and go straight across to PC Rooms.
Hello.
Come straight to PC Rooms.
Hello.
Good night. Go ahead.
Hello.
We can hear you.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, sir. We can hear you.
Ken.
Yes.
Listen, man.
You listening to your radio? That the problem?
Well, yeah, cut down that radio a bit.
For man, tell them pal. Sorry.
Cut down that radio. Ken.
Yes.
Listen, man.
Man, talk to me, man.
No, I got my grandfather there.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather is a nice grandfather.
I agree with you.
You understand me?
My, yes.
And he's loving.
My, yes.
He do so much for me in life.
Right.
Man, even if he's 100, I want to save him.
So you can borrow the money?
Even if he sits down for a day, I want to help my grandfather.
All right. So you can borrow the money?
And don't think about the money.
Think about
you want to see he there because he spent all the money for you. Eat, drink, everything.
Okay.
You have a child, and your child is a vagabond. And he walked with and killed somebody. And you go and get a lawyer.
Yes, good point. Man, you're making a strong point.
You don't understand that. Please,
Bruce. You're making a strong point. Yeah.
He's born real fast.
All of them people that you see you got inside, they try and get those children. You've got to remember that we human beings, and we should help one another.
Queen, he wants me to get rid of you.
Ken,
talk to me, keep talking.
Listen, we down here,
and we would not help one another. But we ask in God to help.
Good point.
We ask in God for help.
And we would help each other. Good point. Good point, man.
Ken, man, I can hear you, man.
Man, thanks, man.
I want to help the old man.
Yes, Cord.
Anybody that is talking to me once I got the money.
Man, thank you, man.
You understand me?
I like how you said what you said, man. Listen, according to the old politician, how we talk. He talk good.
He made me put back my funeral hands.
Yes, he talk good.
So I'm picking up funeral hands, man.
No, Italian on one side. A couple of weeks ago, I think it was last week, PC Brooms was saying that the men got to win one night. I think the men winning this night without knowing it, man. Huh? The men, what I wanted to see if you would say just now is that the men have a softer heart and a more loving heart than the females, but you're afraid to know. You're afraid. PC Bruce, you're afraid to know. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 men. Not a woman is sissy for the operation yet. Anyhow, I can get some lady can call just now and sissy for the operation. Come in, please, 434-1790, and we have 15 more minutes to go. Very interesting night, and we get a little joke here and there, but we're serious. And I like what this gentleman just said. The old man helped him. He did everything for him. And if he lived one more day, he willing to go and borrow the money. He can bear the consequences. That was those were the words or the sentiments of the two last male callers. 434-1790. Don't sit down home or just listen, man. Pick up the telephone and call. Come in.
With me, fastball.
Good night. Talk to Queen.
Good night.
Queen selected funeral hymns.
Man, I can be honest with y'all.
Man, thank you, man.
Them surgeons looking for money.
Man, no, don't say that. Don't say that.
That's a waste of time.
Don't say that. We had to cut that. Don't say that.
All right. Sorry about that, but that's a waste to me.
Right. Okay. So you are not for the operation.
No.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Come in, please.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you,
Miss B? We were listening to you the whole night, girl. P and everybody, Queen and everybody, listening to you.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, we miss you.
Queen, are you okay?
I'm okay, darling.
PC, are you okay?
I'm fine, know that you're here.
And Ken Hesitant is having a great time, so I know he's okay.
Yes.
I'm not going to talk about the gentleman and his son because I had a very close and unique relationship with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also had one with the dog I had for 15 years, but there came a point when the doctors told me that he'd have to be euthanized, and I didn't want to do it, but I didn't want my dog to suffer either.
That's right.
But I made it comfortable where we did it. The doctor was there. I had my dog's head in my lap, and he, within 3 minutes, I counted, I think, to 10, and my dog was passed on, and it hurt. It really hurt, because I had this dog for 15 years. I mean, it was a member of the family. So I can understand where this son is coming from, but I can only give advice to my daughter now and tell her, if I ever reach the age of 90 and I had a lot of different ailments, do not waste your money. Take that money and go and invest in something, do something with your children, your grandchildren, buy more land or real estate, but not to spend on me. Let me go. I would tell my daughter that. But I can't tell his son that because I don't know the relationship, and it apparently has to be extremely close. So he has to make up that decision for himself. I would never tell him, don't let your father have the operation to spend all that money. No, that's not my place. Yeah. That's a sensitive relationship. And she just can't. It's very difficult to judge this one tonight. Very difficult. I wouldn't judge it. I'm not going to judge it because if he wants to do that for his father, That's his right. But I think if his father doesn't have dementia or Alzheimer's, he should discuss it with his dad. And his dad would probably say what I would say at this age if I was 90. I mean, I'm not 90 yet.
Exactly.
I got to be careful with that case. Cause next week I'll be saying, oh, Miss P's on the phone. You know she's going to be 90. You know? But what I would tonight I like this one. This one tugs at your conscience. I like this. This is very
It is a broad subject, very broad subject. Thank
well, who
you.
Came
thank
up with this one? Not Kent.
No. I'm not that brilliant.
Yes,
I think
you are very brilliant. Don't say that, Kent. That's one thing. That's one lie you can't tell about yourself. You are brilliant.
Thank you.
You and Ken husband. You and Dennis Johnson. I found you both brilliant men. I did.
Well, we were born in. Don't forget, we are Leo. No, we are Leo.
I know that. I know more about your business than you think I know. Anyway, I'm gone for the night.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Miss B.
Thank you.
The time in Barbados and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean is exactly 20 minutes after 10, and you're listening to The Night Shift, and always the best shows are in The Night Shift. That's right. I'm Ken Husbands. I'm facilitated. And we have Queen, and I think Queen is the chief cook and bottle washer. Listen, I did not say that. I said the chief cook. I did not say the chief cook. I didn't say the chief cook.
The chief cook and bottle washer. I can live with that one, people. What are you waiting for,
someone? No. A call is here. It's right here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Good night. I'm for spending money on the old man because they just have no problem with putting $4,000 in drunk and the after party. I don't see why they can't put it in to try to save a person's life if there's a slight chance.
Now, why would you want to save the old man's life at 90? Let me see if we can quiz you a little bit.
Because he was good to me.
He was good to
you,
yes.
And if he had the slightest chance, I could do something for him before he passed.
Okay, very good. You would do anything for him because you cannot compare money with your life.
Right.
So if you could at least buy it another week, you will buy it.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man, that makes sense.
If the women had to spend that money on outfits and shoes, they won't complain.
Man, don't say that, man. Don't get there. I can let you get there. I understand you, but I can't let you get there. Don't get there, man.
Good night.
All right.
He had to help me pick up the funeral hymns at all.
Listen, PC Brooms, as a police officer, would you say that I am stirring up noise? There's a Bajan term. If I told you that we have, that only the men are for the operation, you think I would...
Really, you told me that, yeah.
I would...
No.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 persons, and they're all men that say they would give the old man the money. They will borrow the money for the old boy.
I know what these women in barn are saying.
Let me see who is this person now. Come in, please.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, how are you?
Anxious to hear you. Want to hear you.
I love it. Let me tell you something. I will ask my old man, you think you can make it? Because you live a rightful life. And therefore, you think I can borrow, Dunbar? You know, I would tell Dunbar that I live a rightful life. At any time, I'll be able to tell good boys, save for themselves. Dunbar, the money for themselves, and no debt. And then we show a debt for the operation table. So, you know, the money, enjoy with themselves, then I meet with the over the other side.
There's a smart way. You see how. There's a smart way.
Where's that money? And then later on, you want it for the grant. You want it for the box. You want it for the earth. You want it for the reef. I live a rightful life. They much more godly.
Have a good night.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, dear.
Right, she's picking up funeral hands.
Oh, yeah. She's picking up funeral hands. Yeah, man. That's right.
Love my shepherd is.
My, yes. But if you're picking up funeral hymns, the next funeral hymn you got to pick up is the anthem of the churches, Methodist, all the churches. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? You got to pick up that one. You know it?
yeah, of course.
You got to pick up that one.
PC Bones going on that kind of song.
Yeah.
PC Bones went to school, but he didn't used to go the hall for school prayer.
No, he didn't used to go to prayer. 434-1790, come in, please. Come in, 434-1790. We got 7 more minutes, so we want to take at least 5 calls. You know, a call a minute, average. Come, please. Let us.
Tune.
don't give Queen a chance to sing. Call instead.
The King of Love, my shepherd is. Whose goodness fit. I ain't picking up funeral hands, call me to talk about. But me gonna put myself in that. I can have a good little turnout. Good looking little turnout. Not in the $20,000, a little $8,000 little thing. I be down the road with that there. So next 2 years, everybody might remember what year you died or what month you died in. So I heard my.
That is something that I have never understood.
Right.
I have never understood. All my life, why people invest in such a heavy coffin and all this money. I've never understood that.
Mm. And some cultures they just wrap you in a white linen.
And that's right. That's right. You know, spend the money. Yeah. In this case, spend the money now we're living. We have two callers. You got two callers.
Somebody in a little chicken, people talk about you, but no, they matter, daughter.
Yeah, hold on.
They said they don't matter in a fridge box.
Come in, please.
Hello, good night.
Good night, please.
Good night. Well, I would make a decision. I will let him have the operation.
Whoa! Woo! Woo!
No.
You borrow the money? Listen. You are borrowing this money for the operation?
Listen to me and listen good. Okay. My mother had an operation at 99 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And she is 105 years old.
Wow.
And still living.
Wow.
So don't care what happens. If I do care about him,
you would borrow the money.
To get the money.
Thank you very much.
Let me ask you something here. Not digging into your personal business. This operation, y'all pay for this operation, or this something that you hear for hospital days for free?
That was free. But if that was she had to pay for it, I would have made sure that she got the money to pay for it. She was a good mother, good grandmother.
At 99 years old? You would put yourself in
there? Yeah, she had that operation, and she's 105 years old today.
Okay.
And still living.
Mm-hmm.
Still going strong.
Okay.
Still going strong.
All right, ma'am. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
And I hope that you enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you. Come in, please. This is the last. This looks like the last caller. You are the last caller. Come in, please.
Hello, good night.
Good night, Noel.
Good night to the cast. I will save the old man.
Save the old man.
That old man saved my life at some point in time. So money can't repair what that old man did.
Oh, dear. All right, Noel. All right, let me give you all a final tally. Final tally. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I count again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 men say they would board the money. And one lady, penultimate caller, say that she would borrow the money. So 6 men and 1 female, 1 lady.
Yeah.
And those who will not borrow will be 1, 2, 3, 4 ladies say they will not borrow any money. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 men say they will not borrow. So we had a good, we had real participation here tonight. And you got one other person here on the line flashing all the time. And I will take this for good name's sake. Good evening.
care. Good night to everybody. Hope y'all get home safely. And all I want to say is, it's easier for a female to get a loan than a male. That's all I want to say.
I know you talking. I know.
I'm repair too.
I know you going with that now, man. I know.
I'm repair too.
You.
But you don't understand?
You missed to speak to PC Booms. You missed to speak to PC Booms off air.
But it should be she, man. Hey, go on. Love is the key. Love is the key. Love is the key. Love is the key.
I hear you, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my friend. Bye-bye, my friend. We had a really good night tonight. Very emotional, but very educational, sociological, spiritual, everything involved in tonight's discussion. PC Brooms, I'm looking for your theme. I can't. Why talk? I had a theme of you.
Theme, you can't find it.
They're like it gone.
Tonight was one kind of nights tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy. But yes, I mean. But just what Miss P said though, she just reminded me of something that happened 2 years ago to me with a pet of mine. When she talked about her dog. I had a dog. I mean, the prognosis wasn't good for the dog. I mean, even the vet told me we can't do nothing for the dog, but you know, you could try this surgery or whatever. And I did it for the dog. You know? So that just had me thinking for a little bit there, you know, if you really love somebody. I love someone, you know, a whole lot. You would do anything for them. Anything.
Well, that happened to me. That happened to me twice with dogs. You know, I keep the big ones. I simply told Sean Howell from Pet Transportation. I said, Sean, you know my dogs. Go they're all in the kennels, take out that particular dog. Because I couldn't be there. I could not be there.
Oh, yeah.
I could not be there to see Sean take out that dog. These dogs are so sensible, and they become a part of you. They become a part of you.
It's part of the family, yeah.
Yeah, part of the family. So based on that, you know, if you can extrapolate that across, you will see. Okay, Queen, you had a good night, man.
I had a good night. When I was talking, I was picking out your funeral hymns. They got the dead old famous Lord is in there. And can it be the King of Love, my shepherd is? And when evening glows the sky and born a saint. Thank you, it's gone.
PC Bruce, have a good week, the rest of the week.
Yes, thank you, Ken. Good evening, brothers. Good night. Have a blessed rest of Tuesday night.
My, yes. Okay, listeners, we are gone. Bye-bye, Queen.